The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
And welcome to this week's edition of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. We got some cool calls for you, something brand new to tell you about. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to listen. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, and I'm here with
Dr. David Maddow. How are you all doing? Welcome. As Rich said, and we're so happy to have you back. And Rich, we've got two really, really good calls today. They're just going to, some people away with our...
Well, you know... It's funny. Like, what is the definition of a good call?
That's a great point.
Is a good call one where they finally get it right and move towards getting the patient into the appointment book? Or is a good call one that demonstrates what you should not be doing in your office? I would say they're both good.
Well, I'll give you a hint. We are trying our best, and we've been trying our best for years, to actually get dental offices to do the right thing and to get me or you or somebody into the appointment book. Are we going to do it today? I'm not sure, but we're going to find out for sure.
Yep, we sure. Hey, before we do the calls, I just want to bring up something really fast. It's a really interesting data point. And I know I just added this tiny little story to our seminars, so you've heard it a few times. I'll do a really brief version, and that is there's a shoe store near my house, and I go there for shoe repair, and I seem to go there all the time. And I'm always dropping off shoes for shoe repair to the owner, and the guy's never asked me if I wanted to buy a pair of shoes there, right? Isn't that weird?
What's a shoe repair place, and they sell shoes?
It's a big shoe store. The shoe repair is like a minor part of it. And he's never asked me. I've been there like 30 times or 40 times probably over the last 10 years. He's never said, we know each other by name. He's never said, hey, Rich, after you drop these shoes off for repair, why don't I show you some black boots or whatever? And maybe it's the same thing in our offices. You know, we have a patient that's coming, and maybe it's a husband and wife, and the husband used to come in, but the wife still comes in, and the husband kind of trailed off. It's always the guys that trail off, isn't it? Why do you think that is? I don't know.
Guys get lazy. I don't know.
Right. But why don't we say, hey, your husband hasn't been in for a while. Let's make an appointment for him. Or your kids. Do you know we see kids? We know you have some kids. Whatever it is. And it's nice. You're doing a good service to people. You're not bugging them. So let's always think about lost opportunities like that. Just little, simple, tiny things. People appreciate it.
Good point. Hey, by the way, I'm not sure the answer to this, and it's kind of tongue in cheek, but then I'm thinking maybe is there like a HIPAA violation if, like, you say to the wife when she comes in, hey, your husband hasn't been in for a while. What's going on? I know they're husband and wife, but is that allowed?
You know, I was thinking about that too. I don't know. I'm not the HIPAA police.
Same.
You know, I think you can only take things so far, you know?
Well, I'm not worried about it, but I'm just wondering, like legally.
Right.
I'm willing to go out on a limb and say, I bet you're really not allowed to say to a spouse, hey, your significant other hasn't been in. I just wonder if there's... I'm not worried. You're not worried, but I'm just kind of bringing it up just to have some fun with it. But I bet in the strictest sense, maybe you're not supposed to do that.
No, it's an excellent point. And as we always say, kind of like if we talk about financial advice, we'll always say check with your accountant or your financial advisor. So, you know, if you want to check with your HIPAA laws, go right ahead. But maybe you could phrase it in a way like something like, are there any family members that need appointments? Just, you know, something like that. There's always a way to do it. That's certainly not a HIPAA violation.
Or you could say, let's say the husband's name is Mark. Hey, how's Mark doing? How's Mark doing with his dental care? Without saying we haven't seen him, how's he doing?
So you could say, hey, how's your husband Mark doing? Oh, he's doing great. Oh, are there any family members that need appointments? I mean, you know, let's face it, you're right. Without giving away any details, because, you know, maybe Mark's been lying to the wife and saying, of course I go in for my dental appointments every 3 months. So, well, why does your breath stink so badly? I don't know. You know, who knows what's going on? But it's a good point. We're not the HIPAA police, but there's certainly a way to do it where it's fine.
Mark could be two-timing the dentist. He could be having an affair with another dental office.
It's very possible. I never trusted Mark to begin with, to be honest with you. Now, I think how about if it's kids? If you say, hey, we haven't seen your kids for a while.
Well, that's
obvious. I can't say that's a problem.
The parents are the guardians. That's obviously okay.
Right.
But with a spouse, I'm not so sure.
Okay, let's rephrase it. How's your husband Mark doing? That's fine, right?
I think that should, well, I got to check with the HIPAA, please. I'm not sure if that's even
okay. That's fine. Are there any family members that need appointments? That's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
So let's combine
by,
the
like,
two.
By logic, we're saying.
Exactly.
Does Mark need an appointment?
And you know what? If you do it wrong, you'll be thrown in jail and your cellmate will be someone who tore off their mattress tag. You know, what can we say?
Maybe living happily ever after. Okay, should we do the first call?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is Kathy. How may I help you?
Hi, I've got a question for you. I know I need a couple fillings, but do you do the silver fillings or the white fillings there for the back teeth?
White.
Uh-huh. So you don't do silver fillings any longer?
I'm sorry?
So silver fillings are not done anymore, you're saying?
You know, only under certain circumstances, but no. Typically, no one does those anymore.
Uh-huh. And do the white fillings cost more?
For the back posterior teeth, they do. A lot of insurances will, accept that, and some will down code.
They'll down code. What does that mean?
That means that they would only pay the silver filling price.
Wow, that's not fair. Yeah. Okay, and how about for the exterior teeth?
Oh, no exterior, it's anterior and posterior.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, got it.
Are you a patient here?
I've not been there yet, but I'm new to the area and I'm just looking for a new dentist, so I just wanted to find out because I only have silver fillings now, but I know some people get the white fillings.
Right. A lot of them are going away from the silver. The mercury has gotten, some bad publicity and studies on it. But anyway, it's unusual now for people to do the silver.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Great. Thanks so much for the information.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
If you'd like to schedule, please give us a call back.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Oh, sometimes they get so close.
I'm going to start at the end if it's okay.
Please. Any order you like.
If you'd like to schedule, please give us a call back. I mean, she was close, but no cigar there at all.
I'm so glad you brought that up. You have to think, like, what was she thinking? She knew, obviously knew in a good way. She was super nice. We'll say that too. She knew that her job was to schedule this patient. But why would she say, if you'd like to schedule, give us a call back, instead of let's get you in the office for an appointment?
Yeah, you made it pretty darn clear you're new in town, looking for a new dentist, need treatment. Whatever type of filling you're going to get, you're going to need something.
Right.
So,
how many times do you get a call with someone that says, I'm new in town and I'm looking for a new dentist? I mean, that should be like psychedelic swirls should start spinning in your head when someone says that phrase. Bing, 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 bing. This is perfect. We'd love to have a new patient. Boom.
That's the call that every dental office wants to take place all day long. I mean,
all
day long.
All night long.
All like 24-6 or 24-7.
I'm new in town and I'm looking for a dentist. I mean, bingo. Yeah, she almost did it. She took the conversation in some strange ways. She starts bringing up insurance downcoding. That was completely unnecessary. I like the way first she started saying on the exterior. I mean, and then I tried to catch her on exterior, but she didn't take the bait, which
she
was
didn't take
good.
The bait.
That was good. All that stuff, we could critique the call from now till doomsday, as Mom used to say. Picking on these little things like she shouldn't have talked about downcoding and she shouldn't have said this or she should have said that. None of it mattered if she had gotten the patient into the appointment book.
Right. We do beautiful restorations. It sounds like you're looking for a new dentist. Thanks so much for calling. You found the right office. Let's get you in. Let's get started. Yep. Let's take a look. Let's do something.
Yep. And the crazy thing was, unlike many of the calls we do, this nice woman knew that her job was to get the person in the appointment book and even made kind of a, very, very soft attempt at doing it. Soft attempt. If you're ready to schedule us, whatever, if you'd like to make an appointment, please give us a call. Why wouldn't she have at that point said, we can see you tomorrow at 2. Let's get you in the books. Why not? Ay, ay, ay.
I got a question for you, Rich. So
okay.
You and I are dentists. We don't practice anymore. But we grew practices from scratch to very successful practices. So my question is this. Do you think if either one of us right now was put into a front desk situation and we got a call like that, do you think we would do okay?
Well, yes, but let's face it, we've been doing mystery shopper calls and training, doing telephone training for the last 20 years. So that's kind of an unfair question. That's
but like we saying really but we really haven't actually answered the phone in a dental office. We haven't done that.
Yeah, but I think we certainly have great knowledge of how this should be done. So I'm not sure what the point is there, but I don't know. I hate to give this person an F.
Oh, I'm just, it's pass fail now. I'm failing him. I mean, I'm failing her because she didn't do the job. She was nice, but she didn't do the job. Okay. And she's got to have a failer. Rich, don't be such a nice guy, okay? Stop it.
No more Mr. Nice Guy? Okay.
The only reason I brought up that question before to you is because, admittedly, it's not an easy job. I mean, we don't want to downplay and say that anybody can do this. It's simple. It's really not. But if you know certain principles, and one of the principles is you always, no matter what, you always try to get the person in the appointment book. No matter what direction they try to take the call in, you always end it with getting them into the appointment book. I'm not saying, again, it's not simple, but if you know that technique, if you know that strategy, that's your goal, then it does make the job somewhat easier.
Okay, good point. Let's just say in this situation, that last call, as she was hanging up, the doctor roamed by the front desk, as we've been known to do, and he said, what was that call? And she said, it was somebody looking for a dentist. And he said, well, did you try to make an appointment? She might have said, oh, yeah, of course I did.
Exactly, yeah. And he would have said, good job, Madge. You did a great job, or whatever her name was.
Why are they always named Madge?
I don't know. It's like a generic name for a front desk person to answer the phone.
Madge. Is there anybody under the age of 70 named Madge?
Well, the reason I think one of the reasons we use Madge a lot as our example is because in one of the before I started my practice, I worked as an associate, and Rich, you probably remember, and her name was Madge, and the doctor would always come up to her and ask her a question: Madge, could you please do this? Madge, could you do that? Madge, 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 Madge.
Imagine that. So in this case, you would have walked by and said, Madge, what was that call all about?
Right, and she would say something, and he'd say, well, good job, Madge. You're doing a good job. Maybe they'll call back.
What did he talk like again?
You don't have to give too much away, but I was actually trying to figure out that woman's accent. Where she had a definite accent where she was from. To me, it sounded like mid-Atlantic, East Coast somewhere, but I remember
where the call was made. So it was, without giving too much
away,
I'd say the Southern Virginia area.
Mm. Okay. Not too far off then.
East Coast is correct?
Yeah, not
definitely
too far.
Definitely east, right on the coast from what I remember. Wasn't there somebody else in that office named Patty?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking back at that too. Office. Now, you worked in that office while I was still a dental student, so I used to come by and visit. And it's funny, at the time, you were an associate there. I kind of looked up to you like, wow, you graduated, you did your residency, you got this great job. I thought that was like a great office. Here you are, you landed this fantastic job. You'll probably become a partner one day. But looking back on it, I think that office was pretty lame in some ways.
Yeah, lame, backwards.
Yeah, backwards.
Bread and butter. But there's nothing wrong with a bread and butter office.
No, nothing wrong with bread and butter at all.
But it was like old style, but he just did everything the old way.
I remember one thing he did was, I don't know if it's even relevant these days, but he wouldn't file the insurance claims right away. He let them all stack up like in a big pile and then file them all at once, like every few months.
We do this once a month. We do this. And do you remember like that little corner? He had like a stack of papers. Like they were all insurance claims because they had to be filed manually in those days. And there was like a ton, like a stack. And he just would say, that's money in the bank. I say, doctor, why don't you file this? Don't worry, it's money in the bank.
Was that to save on postage maybe?
I'm not sure. And maybe time, maybe just the front desk person, maybe Madge just did like once a month. She just did that type of work. I don't know. It was crazy.
You know, it's weird. We both had several associateships, and I think we both learned a lot in our associateships, but the offices where both of us worked were really backwards, as you said. It was a good term. Did they do good quality dentistry? Well, yeah, maybe they did, but they were just backwards. And in the year 2020, where we are now, we'd like to think that that doesn't happen anymore. But we've spoken to so many dentists where they're doing things just backwards, just that make no sense, but they've always been doing them that way. So I think, whether we get to work, have the pleasure of working with you as your coaches or not, just review your systems, like review what you're doing. Are you doing things because you always did them that way? Or are you doing things because it's the most efficient and profitable way to run your practice? Jeez.
Excellent point. We can go on and on and on about
on
that.
On and on.
Let's get into the next call.
Okay, let's rock. Before we do, I just want to say something really quick. And that is, we've gotten so many nice compliments about Fat Merchant from people who said, hey, I took your advice. And we're always looking for partners where you can save money or earn more money and not spend a lot of money. I mean, you know, we've worked with many companies over the years, but as we've learned, the last thing we want to do is get on here and say, you should be purchasing this product. It's going to be $80,000. And if you do things correctly, it's going to help your practice. Too many of those things just don't work. So we love recommending things that actually find money in your practice, save you money. You don't have to spend a dime. Those are our favorites. And we were just speaking in Tampa, Florida, a few weeks ago. And Dave, you actually struck up a conversation with one of the vendors. We try to talk to many vendors so we can learn as much as we possibly can. And wound up introducing me to him. We had like kind of a powwow going. We thought, wow, this guy is fantastic. He happens to be in the precious metal refining space, as they say. And, you know, you go to the big conventions. Some of these companies have these huge booths. So we got into a long conversation with him. And it turns out most of the big boys in the dental metal refining world, I'm not going to say they're ripping you off, but they're charging all kinds of service charges. They're giving you these estimates. Some of them come into your office with their little scale to try to do like a cash for gold party. And after researching it, we are convinced that our friend at Southern Dental Refining will give you more money for your gold and palladium and your precious metals than anyone else out there. So we struck up a relationship. We've researched them. We talked to some clients. And at this point, we want to highly recommend that you get in touch with Southern Dental Refining. At the very least, send them some precious metals. Get an estimate. You'll see that you'll be making more money if you use Southern Dental Refining. So we set up a little easy-to-remember page. It's simply matto.com/gold, G-O-L-D. Go there. Check it out. You've got hundreds or thousands or maybe even tens of thousands of dollars sitting around in your office that you could just turn into money. And Southern Dental Refining, our friend Alan, it's a small family-owned business, not a lot of overhead, no middlemen, nothing like that. He'll just simply give you more money for your dental scrap. So check it out, matto.com/gold, and let us know what you think.
I had to crack up for a second when you said no middlemen. So, but middlemen.
Steve Middleman. Yeah.
Let's speak for a couple seconds to the dentist out there that might be listening that's never even felt the need to mess with this because it's, you know, I've got some scrap metal lying around, but it's not really worth it. And I've never really gotten into that space. I just throw it out or do whatever I want with it. Like, is it now time to maybe try this? Because you can definitely get some money for some of the scrap lying around. And now's the time to do it.
You know, it's funny because I thought the same thing. I don't think that I ever did that when I had my practice. I probably threw tens of thousands of dollars down the drain or in the dumpster or in the suction or whatever. He was showing us some of the amounts that he's been paying dentists. It's unbelievable. Thousands of dollars. Yes. And at a much higher rate than the other people in this business. So definitely check them out, matto.com/gold.
Fantastic. Rich, real quickly, before we get into the next call, two things real quick. As you know, if you're a regular listener or viewer, Rich and I do a masterclass for dentists every couple months or so. Normally, it's back at our at Baltimore, Maryland office.
Our HQ.
Maryland, Matto Center for Dental Practice Success. That's what it is. See? I got my brain back.
It happens to all of us.
Matto Center for Dental Practices. But the next one we're actually going to be on the road. We're going to be doing this in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's going to be a great one. And so just to check out our schedule, see where we're going to be. We'd love to see you in Charlotte. Go to masterclass.matto.com. And while you're doing something online, if you want to get onto our VIP list, this is a list where if you like our podcast, great. We really appreciate you being with us. But if you want to crank it up a notch and get our any information, our mailings, especially our Matto Dental Digest on a weekly basis, which gives you some really great kind of concise information about dentistry, what's going on and how to help your practice once a week, simply send us a text with saying VIP in the text to 443 312 2014. If you give your email address in that text, it'll even help us out a little bit more. But simply say VIP, give us your email address, text it all to 443-312-2014. We will never spam you. We'll never share your name. We'll never sell your name. It'll just be with us, but you'll be privy to some really great information from the Meadows Center, from me and from Rich and from our coaches.
You know, I think people are hesitant to give out their cell phone numbers these days because you get all kinds of crap calls. It used to be only in your home phone or your landline, which many people don't even have anymore. But we will guarantee we will never give you any kind of crap call or give your number to anyone else that will do the same. We won't do that.
We just don't bother people. If you give it to us, you're safe with us. We promise. Yep. We've been doing this for 30 years. We got a pretty good reputation here as far as like respecting people's private emails and phones and things like that.
Or as they say, we treat you like we would want to be treated. So
exactly.
Yep. Hey, I'm excited for the next call. Let's do it, man.
Let's do it.
Hi, Kelly. I just recently moved into town. I was told by my other dentist where I used to live, I need three root canals on back teeth. Do you do that type of work there?
No, we don't.
You don't? Okay. Do you know anybody that does in the area? I'm kind of new in the area, looking for a new dentist.
Okay. We typically refer to...
Okay.
And that's what they do. They do root canals.
Great. Good.
I have their number.
Sure.
It's
6500. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And typically, is there any work that needs to be done after root canals or pretty much good to go?
Sometimes the crown.
I see.
Sometimes the crown, yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate that help.
You're welcome.
Okay, sure. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Holy moly, Igov, what?
I don't know what to say, man. I don't know.
I mean, dental practices that aren't doing endo these days, I think that's kind of a dying breed, but that's a different question altogether. And if you don't want to do endo, or maybe you're like an unbelievably high-end cosmetic practice that doesn't do endo, whatever the case, that's not the point. Just like the first call, it's funny, we both said we're new in town and looking for a dentist. I mean, that is what everybody wants to hear. And it sounds like you're going to need at least three cores and crowns, probably more. I mean, you need three root canals. I would say chances are that's not the only issue you're having.
Exactly, Rich. Yeah. And not only that, how many times have we taught that, you know something, you can't go by what a caller says and another dentist said you need. Get them in and start them off as a new patient and evaluate. Maybe they need root canals. Maybe they don't. Maybe they need seven root canals. Maybe they need zero. But this should be your patient and they're new in town. You should be making that evaluation now. You shouldn't just ship them off to somebody because some dentist out of town told them they need something. That's crazy.
Exactly. You're new in town? Well, we don't do root canals, but we see patients all day long for fantastic general dentistry. I'll tell you what. Why don't you come on in? We'll take a look and we'll evaluate those teeth as well, and we'll give you our opinion. Maybe they don't even need root canals. Who knows? Why don't you come on in? We'd love you to meet Dr. Jones. Blah, 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 blah. We can see you tomorrow with three. Bingo. And look, if they were told by their dentist back in wherever, Enid, Oklahoma, wherever they were from, they need three endos, maybe they do. But at the
maybe,
very least,
maybe.
But at the very least, let's get them in because you know they're going to need three crowns, and you know they're looking for a new dentist, and you know the endodontist isn't doing the crowns.
She was failing pretty quickly, Rich, and I really tried my best to help her out because I tried to throw her like a softball or something or a lifeline. Yes, because at the very end when she was ready to hang up, I said, "Oh, and what I typically need some work after these root canals are done."
So, right.
So like, get me in. I want you to be my dentist.
Right.
She said, what was her answer? Well,
sometimes they need crowns.
Sometimes a molar that has root, because I said they were back teeth.
Right.
Sometimes a molar that needs a root canal. Sometimes they don't need a crown. Usually not.
Yeah. Sometimes we just put in a five surface amalgam. Wow. Yeah. You're right. You attempted to do a lifeline and she wouldn't even take the bait.
So let's play this one. Let's because I like the way you did that last call. Let's say the doc happened to be walking by the front desk towards the end of the call, and he says, "Madge, what was that call about? I heard you gave a referral.
It was someone that needs a referral."
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
Good. Good. Right. Good. You took care of her.
Yeah. I referred her to the best endodontist in town.
Perfect. Perfect. Good job, Madge.
Now, also, let's even say that this person goes to the endodontist, and then the endodontist does three molar endos, a huge amount of work, and says, okay, so who are you going to be seeing to have these teeth restored? Who are you going to be seeing for the crowns? Well, I don't have a dentist. They don't even know who referred them there, right? I mean, they might say, okay, well, I'd like you to see this dentist in my building. I mean, right, it was a total botched job.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. My vote is for fail. I hate to say it.
I'm going
to
do it, too. Got to give it the big F, the 4F. Yeah. Wow. It's so interesting that we do these calls independently, and we both said, I'm new in town, looking for a dentist, the golden call. And neither of them came close, really.
Well, it's the kind of call that you want to get, like we said, last call, all day long, somebody calling our office saying, I'm new in town. In so many words, I'm looking for a new dentist. How much easier does it get?
Apparently, it should be. apparently, it's got to be easier. Apparently, it's got to be someone calling saying, I'm looking for a new dentist. Do you have tomorrow at 1 p.m.? I mean, it's, I'm going to do that call.
Let's see what happens. I mean, maybe we should just start getting easier and easier on these people and see what happens. Maybe we should do that.
Too much. Maybe. Okay. Well, tune in next time to see what happens. Until then, thanks for listening to Dental Practice Fixers. Tell your friends. Go on iTunes and give us a rating that you believe is accurate, if that's a 5-star rating. And I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I'm Dr. David Maddow. Thanks so much. See you next time.